6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. For those of you dialing into thepowerhour.com, you'll notice a banner popping up says buymeacoffee.com. All you got to do is click on that, and you can either buy a cup of coffee or you can become a level 1, 2, or 3 supporter of the Power Hour. And the higher up the support level you go, the more discounts you get on all online orders at thepowermall.com. Of course, that's a neat deal for those of you. We have several level 3 supporters, dedicated followers of fashion, and, of course, they listen to our show regularly, I'm sure. We appreciate your phone calls as well. The number, 844-769-2944. You should have saved that number in your speed dial just in case I say something on this show that trips your ever-loving trigger and you decide that you want to call in and have a chat. We love it when you do that. Support at thepowerhour.com is our email address. On sale this week at the Power Mall, we've got 10% off OptiVita. And we had Frank on yesterday from OptiVita, and then 10% off Miracle Skin products. That's Healon and Lamb Cream. We got Ron Sally on at the bottom of this hour. And we've got a new product alert. It's called Nuke Protect, and it's from North American Urban Spice. And for those of you that have been online sifting around trying to find potassium iodide, iodate, or any other number of similar products that prevent nuclear radiation exposure by replacing it with good iodine, this is something you probably want to check out at the Power Mall. The Nuke Protect antioxidants have an ORAC profile 6 times more powerful than blueberries. It contains a natural source iodine from wild kelp, as well as 110% of the recommended intake of natural source selenium. It is ideal for use in cases of nuclear radiation exposure. And why do we tell you this? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah, everybody's breathing that. Ooh, nuclear war. Nuclear war. Oh, you got to love that. Who found the Olympic Road? Nuclear war. Who found the Olympic Road? Got to love that, right? Now, is that propaganda or is that for real? Well, are you willing to take a chance? I mean, we had Three Mile Island. We've had Chernobyl. And it doesn't take much to recognize the fact that you can't find any of these potassium iodide kind of things online anymore. They're sold out. There must be a reason for that. Other people are looking at this going, we're not taking any chances. Stock up. Get that. Nuke Protect from North American Urban Spice at the Power Mall. We also have new products from Good Health Naturally, the Vitamin C, the Daily Immune Protection, Ionic Selenium, Joint and Skin Matrix, and Sammy Plus. Our BOGO sales still going on. Buy one, get one on Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil, while supplies last. And, of course, we get calls and emails constantly at the Power Hour from people who want to know where they can find an online doctor they can trust who's a COVID expert, knows his stuff, and has pharmacies that'll dispense the off-label meds we want. You know, the kind that the CDC and the NIH and, you know, Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan and Auschwitz. Yeah, they don't want you to have any of these drugs. They'd rather see you dead. They don't want you to treat yourself early. That runs contrary to the philosophy of Dr. Syed Haider, who's been on the show twice. He set up a website called mygotodoc.com. And it's tempting to think the worst is over, but every time I have somebody on, they start talking about Delta this and Cron that. And, you know, there's all sorts of some other wave, whether it's going to hit here, how bad it's going to hit here. You sneeze, oh, my goodness. You know, it's like I love those signs. I just wanted to write on those signs where it says do your part and keep 6 feet apart. And I was going to write underneath that so you can't smell the other guy's fart. I was going to, you know, I literally thought that this would be something that maybe I could wake up these woke people. And this is really funny. I was talking to my show host in Florida yesterday, and he was telling me, he says, I have the COVIDiot factor to top all COVIDiot factors. And I said, you got to be kidding. What? He said, there was a guy on a Vespa motor scooter riding down the road, pulled up next to me at the stoplight. I said, okay, let me guess. He was wearing a mask while riding a Vespa. Yes. With a T-shirt, flip-flops, cutoffs, and no helmet. But he's wearing a mask. Like, that mask is going to save him. Wow. I thought I'd heard everything. That's a new one. That's why we call them COVIDiots, folks. And here's the thing about Dr. Syed Haider and mygotodoc.com. He can keep you from being one of those. He has something that we here at the Power Hour believe in because he's treated over 50,000 people that have COVID symptoms with zero deaths. And unlike any other website you visit, you can register for free on Dr. Syed Haider's website and ask questions on infinitum ad nauseum, and they connect you to the independent pharmacies that charge you less than anywhere else. MyGoToDoc.com, that's your go-to source for COVID-19, nowhere else. 281-219-7367 is the number to call. And like I said before, Ron Sally with Miracle Skin Products is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. An interesting guest I've not been able to interview. We finally got her on the show. Stephanie Senna, PhD. She is a senior research scientist at MIT's Computer Science and AI Laboratory. She has a giant CV. That's curriculum vitae for those of you that don't know what CV stands for. Mine's posted on thepowerhour.com. And the thing is that her credentials make her very, very, shall we say, cultured and learned to be able to explain a lot of things about glyphosate and various other things we're going to talk about on the show, something that you need to tune in and make sure to tell your friends to dial in, because it's rare that, you know, we get to talk to Stephanie. So this is going to be great. Going into world news, and there's not a whole lot of it now, the Ukraine says it has recaptured the Kyiv suburb as Zelensky reiterates call for talks with Putin. He wants direct talks with Putin. He doesn't want these committee meetings that are going on right now. And so, you know, this is the thing. The defense ministry in Ukraine said the military pushed Russians from Makariv, which is the Kyiv suburb, allowing Ukrainians to retake control of a key highway and block Russian troops from encircling Kyiv. That's the capital, for those of you keeping trying to keep track of things. And, you know, the Russian forces are still advancing, but, you know, they hold them off whenever possible. This, according to the stuff we get fed by various sources that, you know, we don't know if we can trust them or not. I haven't quite said, because we know there's an actual war going on in Ukraine. I'm not going to deny that. But how much of it is propaganda? That's something that you have to kind of sift through. There's a Ukrainian official out there that is pleading with a Chinese drone maker to stop the Russian military from using it. I just don't think that DJI out of China is going to want it. They're in Shenzhen, China. They're one of the world's largest drone manufacturers, and they're ostensibly designed for civilian use. But guess what? The militaries, the cops, they all love them. And so the Russian military is using them to zero in and find out where all the civilians are so they can target them. Because, you know, that's how you demoralize the population. We did this to the VC in Vietnam, you know. And, you know, after we would kill a whole bunch of VC, we would strip them down naked and just leave them there in a pile. This is what they would do. I mean, I got firsthand information with my clearance. U.S. News, I call it U Snooze, for those of you sleeping out there that aren't paying much attention to this. You might not hear it on mainstream media. This is one of the reasons why we include all this in an email blast. You get it the following day, but you got to go to thepowerhour.com and sign up to get all of this. That way you can read everything in detail and decide for yourself whether or not I'm full of the proverbial caca, or I'm telling you what is necessary to know at this point in time in your life to make life worth living and surviving it. Constitutional carry bill has been signed into law in Indiana. That allows the state citizens in the Hoosier state to carry a handgun without a permit. HEA 1296 passed by 30-20 vote in Indiana's Senate on March 8th after it was approved by the State House 68-30. Both largely, of course, you guessed it, along party lines. And it becomes effective July 1, after which people 18 and over won't need to apply for a license to carry a handgun in the state except for reasons such as having a felony conviction or having been diagnosed with a mental illness. Of course, we'll see, you know, just how many people manage to skirt the system, because it happens. Confirmation hearings, of course, in Washington with Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson are flaring up. She may have attended Harvard Law School at the same time as Senator Ted Cruz, but they have conflicting views. It is amazing how Harvard cranks out both sides of the aisle, isn't it? And it's all politics. It's all one-party system. And at the issue was Jackson's understanding and apparent enthusiasm for CRT. You know, what we're trying to get banned in schools. We don't want people teaching critical race theory in our schools. So Cruz and her got into it during the hearings. The January 6th defendant, Cooey Griffin, has been found guilty on one charge and acquitted of another. The founder of Cowboys for Trump was found guilty yesterday of illegally entering restricted U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021. You know what's really amazing about that? The last time I checked, we the people paid for that. Don't we technically own that? Yeah, this gets me, you know, every time, because everybody says you can't get a fair jury trial in Washington, D.C. It's just one of those things that Griffin told reporters outside the courthouse. Go with the jury trial. Don't go to the bench. You plead guilty. You know, it's one thing. The jury will sit down and review everything. And hopefully you don't get 12 brain deads. The thing is that Griffin was there to calm people down, not get them riled up. Now, we have yet to get to the bottom of the whether or not there were FBI informants and what we call agents provocateur working the crowd. Three members of the Proud Boys pleaded not guilty to a slew of January 6th related charges. That would be Joseph R. Biggs, 38, of Ormond Beach, Florida, and Charles J. Donahoe, 38, of Kernersville, North Carolina. Not guilty, they both pled to seven charges during an arraignment before Judge Timothy Kelly in D.C. These were, like, for example, assaulting, resisting, or impeding police, obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder, destruction of government property, conspiracy to obstruction official proceeding, three other counts. And we move on. A Navy veteran, 66. We have a story on the email blast you're going to be getting tomorrow if you subscribe. This is a Navy veteran, 66 years old. His name is Thomas E. Caldwell. They swatted him, and he was arrested on a seditious conspiracy charge. His wife was standing there at the doorway on cement in a nightgown with red dots all over her body that she could see from all the SWAT firearms pointed at her. Do I see Waco all over again on a small scale with jackbooted fascist thugs, I call them? Whatever happened to a civil manner of arrest? What do they got to do? Use a battering ram, break the door down, and threaten to shoot everybody in the place if they don't drop to their knees and fall on the floor? Whatever happened to, hey, sir, can you come outside and we can have a friendly chat? Here's what I've got. I have a warrant right here for your arrest, and we need to take you in. Whatever happened to friendly? Well, that all went out the window when Merrick Garland took over the DOJ. Now you're all a domestic terrorist, no matter what you think. We are at war with the United States government, folks. That's just the way it is. So you can expect this kind of behavior. And when you read the story that Thomas Caldwell posted and we have listed on the email blast, you're going to be shocked. Because when those red dot laser lights hit his wife, he's like, Abba, Father, please don't let them murder my wife. Because, you know, when they come in, you don't know what they're going to do. You saw the rules of engagement and how they changed at Ruby Ridge and Waco. And all these people that were involved in Ruby Ridge and Waco got promoted. This is the insanity, folks. These people are habitual liars, and they come out and act like jackbooted fascist thugs. And this is one of the reasons why I call them that. Because when you act like it, you shall know them by their fruits. That's just the way it is, folks. And then we got this putz Beto O'Rourke running for Texas governor on the Democratic ticket. He's rebuffing legal accusations that he defamed a Dallas Oil executive, Kelsey Warren, who, of course, filed suit against him. Yeah, he's got his hands full of stuff. The White House, by the way, for those of you who really, you know, we told you already about the fact that Justice Clarence Thomas, who is a Supreme Court justice, he also, by the way, is black. He's African-American. So I said both of them there. So we, you know, are we politically correct here? I really don't give a damn. Here's what counts. The White House went 30 minutes into their press briefing before even mentioning that Judge Thomas was hospitalized. Oh, so much they really care about BLM and Black Lives Matter. But yet 30 minutes? Really? And she only mentioned it. We're talking about Peppermint Patty, you know, the press secretary, Jen Psaki. She only mentioned it after ABC reporter Elizabeth Schultz asked her if the White House has had any contact with Judge Thomas. And of course, you know, Psaki didn't know. We wish him a speedy recovery. Yeah, Peppermint Patty, you go for it. Twitter has suspended commentator Charlie Kirk. You've seen him out there calling. This is why they suspended him. Turning Point USA founder and conservative firebrand has been locked out of his Twitter account until he deletes a tweet he made about a male-to-female transgender assistant secretary of health and human services, Rachel Levine. Richard Levine spent 54 years of his life as a man, Kirk wrote in his tweet. He had a wife and a family. He transitioned to being a woman in 2011. Joe Biden appointed Levine to be a four-star admiral, and now USA Today has named Rachel Levine as Woman of the Year. Yeah, where are the feminists? Following his tweet, Kirk was locked out of the Twitter account, informed he violated the social media platform's rules against hateful conduct. What, for calling a spade? Seriously? He just called it like he saw it. That's an umpire. That's what umpires do. Yes, of course it's subjective. What do you mean it was blowing outside? You're crazy, ump. It's the way it is. You can't do anything without being kicked off of Twitter. That's why I say everybody should just get off of Twitter, get off of Facebook, get off of Instagram, get off of all the social media, LinkedIn, all of them. They're all connected. These people do not deserve our business. They don't deserve for us to read any of their ads. We should boycott all their advertisers. This is how you fight back. I have included another section to our email blast. It's called Propaganda. And there are little things that I come across, and it's called analyses. And every time I see an analysis, it kind of reminds me of somebody's subjective opinion, which remains to be vetted. And therefore, it goes into the propaganda column, including one that Joe Mercola, the doctor out of Florida, posted, phase two of the Great Reset, war. You know, we already know that the banks are benefiting from this on both sides. And we already know that this is what's causing a black eye for the Biden administration. And we, the people, don't want another war. We do not have a NATO ally we are fighting on behalf of, because Ukraine is not in NATO. And so world war is the only way that they can eliminate billions of people, by what we call mutual assured destruction, which is another reason why you can't find a bottle of potassium iodide or iodate anywhere, which is why we sent you to the Power Mall. Because, you know, this is the thing. The Lord God Almighty would rather have you smart than stupid about a lot of things, especially of this world. And a lot of you have the que sera sera attitude, like my late mother did. Que sera sera, if we get blown up, we get blown up. You know, it kind of reminds me of the husband. Oh, my God, we just found out there's an incoming nuke, and the wife is vacuuming the carpet. It's like, why are you doing it, honey? We're all about to die. Que sera, sera. Yeah, that's my mother. You know, she didn't care. You know, she didn't want to vote. I mean, see, this is all the wrong objective here, folks. If you want to change the dialogue and you want to get rid of the party in power, you go to the polls and you vote. And then you tell your congressman or senator, we don't want war. Get out of there. Stop funding these things. Stop wasting our tax dollars. I think I pretty much spoken for every single peeve of the American taxpayer. And now we have another report out to fight climate change. U.S. other rich countries must ditch fossil fuels by 2034. Notice how they keep moving the goalposts on that one. That is why it ended up in the propaganda column. Because these people do not have a clue. And the thing is China pollutes the atmosphere more than the United States of America does. Yet they're allowed to do whatever the hell they want while we sit here and pay these kinds of gas prices. These people in D.C. are out of their minds, folks, especially the one that sat there and signed an executive order. Mr. Lamebrain, you know, the one at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old. Seriously, if you want to take down a country, screw with this economy. We were energy independent before that lame-o took office. I have no respect for the man. I'm sorry. You will not get a kind word out of my mouth. Yes, I am a Christian, but hey, we have a right to speak up. If something really confounds you, and I know people are telling me, Dave, you know, calm down. Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things. And then we have more propaganda out there. Experts are confused by a crash of China's Eastern Airlines flight MU-5735. And why are they baffled, the aviation experts? They are trying to explain how a Boeing 737 suddenly took a nosedive into the ground. It's rare that planes take a nosedive into the ground. It plunged more than 26,000 feet in 95 seconds, according to Flight Radar 24. And everybody's dead. You have an impact like that, you can imagine how fast that plane was going if it took a nosedive. The question is, why? Well, of course they're confused, and that's what puts it into the category of propaganda. And, of course, here's another propaganda article. Biden mentions New World Order. Now Twitter gets all conspiratorial. Among the big media platforms taking to task conspiracy theorists who spotlighted Biden's mention in a speech that there's going to be a New World Order. Yeah, that includes putting people into concentration camps. I hate to say it, folks, but the concentration camps are there. They're already set up in this country. Reagan set them up under Rex 84. And that was for the purpose of containing people migrating across the southern border. That's why they were created. Among other things, the Latin term for that is inter alia, for those of you that want a little Latin lesson this morning. One positive note, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a measure that will make financial literacy class a requirement for high school students. You know, it's about time we had Mortgage 101 in our schools. Because, see, these kids would understand, and you wonder why there's so many of them still living with their parents. They can't afford a house. Why? Because they have no financial education. They see what their parents have, and they're so frustrated, they want it now. They've been conditioned by the media to get it now. They want it now. And so, hey, you know, now we get frustrated because we can't have it now. What am I going to do? Go kill myself because I can't have it now? No. You got to get a job and work for a living. And if you have a special skill set, you develop it. It's that simple. Speaking of skill sets, we're going to be joined by Ron Sally after this short break. Dave Frieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So good you were able to tune in. We also wanted to remind you, and we didn't have a chance to do that. We have a PDF we're going to put out. It's called From Technocracy News and Trends, Patrick Wood's column. Judy Mikovits, Reiner Fulmich, the German attorney that has filed that lawsuit with the International Criminal Court against those 16 individuals we told you about, Dr. Richard Fleming. They will be among many that are on a 9-city U.S. tour starting in Fort Myers, April 23rd. And this is called the Crimes Against Humanity Tour. And I bet you I know what they're going to be talking about, and that is this COVID nonsense and what they're really up to. In the meantime, everybody loves, and I have it too, I have both the Lamb Miracle Cream and the Helon PF. Use it a lot. Everybody has boo-boos, and I'll tell you what, this is the thing. When you have stuff like this going on, and we have some testimonials we're going to share with you during this particular segment, the Miracle Skin products, of course, are 10% off this week at the Power Mall. And we've got Ron Sally from the Sunshine State, that's the creator of the Miracle Skin Creams and Lotions. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks very much. Good to have you.
Well, it's good to have you, too. And we appreciate everything you've done. In fact, all the research that you have done, and I think it was, what, by 1977, you produced your first moisturizer.
That's correct. And here, this was developed in 1989.
Wow. And that's amazing.
A long time ago.
Yeah, most people would think that women would be developing these things. It's not guys, but hey, you know what? It's open season. I'm not prejudiced. I'm not going to discriminate here.
You just said something was going on in Fort Myers here in Florida. That's 30 miles up the road from me. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's the Crimes Against Humanity Tour, and there's a plethora of different people, including Patrick Wood from Technocracy News and Dr. Judy Mikovits and several other individuals that are going to be speaking about the scenario involving COVID-19 and what they're really out to do, what the real agenda is behind that.
Oh, great.
So this should be interesting, and of course, you know, we have that available, and people can get that in the email blast. But this is the neat thing, folks, when you're shopping at the Power Mall. Understand that, you know, if you're a team player, if you're a team supporter, you get additional percentages off when you order the products. Well, we've got 10% off the Miracle Skin products this week. And so we're able to talk a little bit about this because it's important to understand that these are herbal remedies and they were, you know, not created by accident. They were created with a purpose, and that is to promote healing properties. And they are physician approved and recommended. And that's why we have Ron on the show. And we're going to talk about some of this stuff, not for the purposes of making this sound like an infomercial. So we don't want you to treat it like that. When you go shop at the Power Mall, we've got hundreds of products on there. And so you need to know what you're looking at. And we even have them identified by the manufacturer. And so you can actually click on Miracle Skin products and up comes all the good stuff. And so you should know a little bit about what it is you're buying before you buy it. I would think that's a good thing. And so that's why we have Ron on the show. So as far as the, let's start with the Lamb Cream first. Talk about, well, what's in it?
Well, it's all natural. Put this thing together in 2009, and the first batch that I made up was perfection. I didn't have to change one drop of anything. I don't have a bottle in front of me, but it's on the label, and it's all natural. I can go get a bottle if you need it, but you probably have one there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I have one, but it's not sitting in front of me. I keep it in the medicine cabinet. I know. I keep mine in the medicine cabinet because that's generally where I go to get the first aid. I'm digging it out, you know, not on a regular basis, but enough, you know, it's enough to know, you know, we're putting it on your face. If you have eczema, why, I mean, people besides eczema and dry skin and stuff like that, what, why else would they use Miracle Skin Cream?
Oh, well, it gets rid of joint pain, muscle pain, carpal tunnel syndrome. It's really helped with virtually anything that traumatizes the skin. And, in fact, I use it on my hair. We'll get into that a little bit later. I think on the last program that you had me on, I related to you what had happened with my hair. Anyway, the lamb cream is just perfect on first, second, and third-degree burns. It just can't be beat. And I sent a letter to, I can't remember, somebody there at the Power Hour.
Yeah, that would be Joyce or Catherine, one of the two.
It was Catherine. I sent it to Catherine. A man in California.
Yeah, she posted it here.
Oh, okay.
He called you a rock star, Ron.
That's what he said. He said he was astounded. He had never seen anything in his life work so fast because he said he had a really bad burn on his fingers and the palm of his hand. He grabbed a hot pot or something.
Ouch.
Just dumb move. But his wife had the lamb cream because she'd been using it on various things, including her hair. And she rushed to his aid, and they put the lamb cream on there. And he said, you know, it felt pretty good after a while. He said, but the next morning when I got up, my wife said, how's your hand? He said, how's the burn? And he said, I looked at my hand, and I said, what burn? He said it was totally, completely gone.
Wow. That's something else. You know, in fact, my lovely wife just went to the medicine cabinet and got out the product so that I could actually read what's on them. And yes, even though we get past the little tiny fine print, we've got apricot kernel oil, glycerin, coconut oil. Now, there's a good one. Olive oil, stearic acid, echinacea, purpurea, Melaleuca, alternifolia. Oh, that's a good one. Melaleuca is a good product. D-alpha.
Yeah, that's tea tree oil from Australia.
Yes, it is. And that's good quality stuff, folks. Garlic oil, natural beeswax, glycerin. Looks like cister, arginine, brewer's yeast, and ascorbic acid, which that's vitamin C for those of you that understand layman's terms. But it's called LAM, lamb cream, like a miracle, for a reason. Every single one of those products I've read, I mean, there's nothing crazy about that. They're all natural products, and that's what you get in lamb cream. Now, there is another one, another product that we have that we feature at the Power Mall, and that is the Miracle Skin Helon PF, which I have a bottle of it right here, and the active ingredient is menthol, but it also contains a lot of the same products as in the lamb cream, except this stuff is potent. This is concentrated. You know, you've got other testimonies besides what we just talked about. You want to share some of those with us, Ron?
Oh, sure. We've had, in fact, a nurse up in North Louisiana was scheduled for carpal tunnel syndrome. She couldn't make her fingers work properly. And she got the lamb cream and put it on there. And she canceled the surgery. She said after about three or four days, there was no reason to go to the surgeon. And she was working for a doctor. So she was referred to a surgeon for this and just solved her problem. And she continues to use it today on virtually any and everything that comes along. So the lamb cream, I'm just so pleased with the lamb cream. And I told you in the last show, I think, that I use it on my hair. And my wife was walking past me in the bathroom, and she said, I got to trim your hair. And it was a little bit on my neck. She won't let me go to a barber because of this virus stuff. So anyway, she clipped the hair, and she threw it in the sink. She said, oh, great Scott. And I said, oh, Lord, what is it? She said, it's your hair. I said, what's the matter with it? She said, it's not white anymore. It's blonde. My hair is the color today when I was in my 20s. And I just...
Interesting.
When I get out of the shower, I just rub a little lamb cream into my scalp and brush it in my hair and comb it, and I'm gone.
So is it true blondes have more fun?
I can testify to that.
Okay. That's good. I mean, that was an unsolicited testimony there, Ron. That's why I threw that in there. You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah,
all right, so
I know.
What else do you use it around the house for?
Well, just about anything that comes along with my wife keeps it in the kitchen. So if there's any kind of a problem with any kind of a burn or anything like that, she puts a lamb cream on immediately. But if there's any kind of a bite, like we have mosquitoes here in Florida like you wouldn't imagine, and that just takes care of any kind of mosquito bite. And maybe we've had some kind of, I won't say brown, had a little spider bite. But up the road in Fort Myers, which is what you alluded to a little bit ago, there was a plastic surgeon that had a young lady that came in, and she had a brown recluse spider bite on her cheek, and it was about the size of a silver dollar or a 50-cent piece. Anyway, he sent her home with the lamb cream and told her to put it on there daily, and she came back, and he said, now it's the size of a dime. She came back another week, and it was gone. And I said, well, where's the first picture? He said, I didn't take it, Ron. I had no clue this stuff would work that good.
So the thing is, though, folks, if you don't know anything about brown recluse spider bites, these things are really, really bad, and literally the bite can create necrosis of the skin. And it just the toxin in that bite just keeps eating away at the skin, and this is a wonderful thing to stop that process from happening, which is one of the reasons why we bring that particular thing up. Now, so the physicians are liking this stuff, obviously. Is it more plastic surgeons, or is everybody getting in on the act?
Well, they have mixed emotions. We have situations where the doctors, in fact, there was a great dermatology place here in Naples, Florida, that was just, they were buying this stuff like crazy. We even put their private label on it, and all of a sudden they stopped. And I said, what's going on? You people are using this stuff like crazy. They said, well, we have a problem. And I said, what's the problem? They said, well, you know, we do a procedure on the patients, and we tell them to come back in a week to 10 days so we can check out the thing, the sutures or whatever. And he said, they call in and say, they don't need to come back. You're wrecking our business. That's a quote. He said, you're wrecking our business.
Wow. You know, see, and here's patients, go ahead.
The patients were sure happy.
Well, they are, and the thing is they're not spending and wasting a bunch of money, especially if they're on Medicare. And, I mean, that's the thing. You know, we're all looking for solutions here. This is one of them. I mean, if you don't need to go to the doctor and you can cancel that appointment and save getting billed because you're getting better, I mean, who would know your body better than you, right?
Absolutely.
So this is one of these things that, you know, I'm sorry that the physicians are all offended by the fact that the stuff is working. They're the ones who recommended it in the first place. And, you know, unfortunately, the thing is, enough word gets out and people start buying this. And, of course, it's available at the Power Mall for those of you who want to include this in your first aid kit. And these make great gifts as well for birthday presents, whatever the case may be. It's good to just have the stuff around because accidents happen. And you've had a few around your place, I know, Ron.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, every mom should have a bottle of Heal-On in their purse. Just to take care of the little kids, because they're going to get nicked, banged, cut. Something's going to go wrong. And if they got that Heal-On, it eliminates the problem just on the spot, or at least starts the healing process on the spot, or in the glove box of a car. Because it doesn't matter about the temperature. You're not going to wreck this if it gets a little bit warm. In fact, talking about the life of this thing, a long time ago, we were manufacturing for a pharmaceutical company in Colorado, and they had since gone out of business because they had some health problems. But anyway, they had to keep a bottle of the Heal-On as a retained sample for FDA. That was just the rule. So after, I think it was a little over 7 years, maybe 8 years, they found these old bottles of Heal-On, and they opened them up, and they were absolutely perfect as to the day we made it, except it was a little bit darker, but the efficacy of it was still perfect after 7 years, or maybe a little more.
Wow.
So people say, what's the shelf life? And I think you don't really want to know.
Yeah, sometimes it's a good thing not to disclose stuff like that, because I mean, if you have proof already that it can sit in your medicine cabinet, it's a good thing. 844-769-2944. If you have a testimonial about the lamb cream or Heal-On PF that you'd like to add, jump on the phone right now. What do you mean you don't have it in your speed dial? That number should be always in your speed dial, so you can sit here and ask Ron questions and make comments about the product, how much you like it. You know, phone lines are open if you want to talk. We've, you know, got a few minutes left. One of the things that we talk about also is how and when and where to carry Heal-On PF and lamb cream. I mean, obviously the lamb cream jar is a little bit bigger. It looks like some, you know, one of the smaller makeup jars that you carry 1 ounce product in, and it's got one of the screw-on lids, much like the Heal-On PF, which is like a small bottle that dispenses it. And the thing is that these are great in first aid kits. I'm curious, people who go camping, they run into all sorts of things out in the wild, like poison ivy, oak, and sumac, besides the insect bites and all that good stuff. What's the rate of healing on something like poison ivy, oak, and sumac? Because the propensity is to just scratch the living daylights out of that thing until it's blood red. How does Helon PF, how does it go to work on this stuff?
Well, it just starts to heal. It eliminates the itch, number one, which automatically starts the healing process, but it just gets down into the cellular level and stops the problem. Now, lamb cream works awfully well, too, but I think people carry, it's much easier to carry the Helon in their pocket. For some reason, they gravitate toward the size. So these hunters and fishermen and everybody out there in the field, as a rule, has a bottle of Helon in their pocket.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So what other comments have you had from other folks out there?
In regards to healing?
Yes.
When people
different,
get...
I know there's you've got hundreds of this stuff floating through your mind. I mean, it's not even a process of garbage in, garbage out. I mean, everybody loves this stuff, and everybody that uses it raves about it. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why I ask. I mean, these things don't roll off my tongue because obviously I'm not the one that's producing Miracle Skin products, but I sure like to talk about them, and I especially like to use them. So, I mean, I know there's people out there that besides the one that burned his fingers picking up a hot pot handle, I know there's other uses for this and other situations where the stuff has, you know, effectuated instant healing. You know, they got instant relief as soon as they put the stuff on. And within a day, I mean, my wife had a spider bite, and she put the stuff on, and the next day she couldn't even find the bite.
And how many people would believe you? Not too many. There's a lady here.
Yeah.
She just passed away about a year and a half ago, but she had some kind of a cancer on her forehead. And they had to go down to the first layer and take off the first layer and check it for cancer, second layer, third layer, and they finally got it all. And I've got before and after photos. Oh, my goodness. It looks terrible the way they went down so deep. And she put only Helon on there, and she sent us the after photograph. And you can hardly see where they even did the surgery. And I showed this to some dermatologists here in Naples. They said, oh, that's photoshopped. I get so sick of hearing that word, I could scream.
Wow.
We don't have to Photoshop.
No, you don't. And, I mean, I'm living proof of that. So is my wife. Tom in Michigan, you're on the phone with Ron Sally. What's going on?
Well, I got an update. Last time I called in about the Helon, I get cracks on my hands in the winter when it gets real dry, doing dishes, whatever, and very painful. They go all the way down through the epidermis, through the dermis, all the way down to the subdermis. And I was putting it on, and I put it on, and, you know, overnight it would stop hurting. It would be, you know, healing up, and then, hey, heck, it wasn't hurting, so I wouldn't put it on anymore. And so then after your show, last show on this, I says, well, why don't I try to heal it up all the way? So I put it on twice a day, and after about a week, it totally filled in the dermis. It took a while for the epidermis to heal over, but, you know, that's pretty much just dead skin anyways. But, yeah, I just wanted to say I had never had those cracks heal up before over the winter. Usually it'd take until, you know, the humidity gets pretty humid here, and then they'd heal up. But that's all.
Amazing. All right, Tom, we appreciate your input on that. And so there, you know, there's another good testimonial for you there, Ron.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of them. We truly have. I got a book, an inch thick. Testimonials from people, and I send them out to some people. Says, oh, you bribe these people. This can't be. And that's the way it is. It's just the product is so good, people can hardly believe it. But we'll go our route, and we'll continue to help people as best we can.
Well, we appreciate you, and we appreciate your coming to the show. Miracle Skin products are 10% off this week at the Power Mall. That's the Miracle Skin Lamb Cream, which is lamb stands for like a miracle, and the Miracle Skin Helon PF. Ron Sally, thanks so much for joining us here on the Power Hour. And, you know, all we can do is encourage people to just keep buying that good stuff. You know, it helps to have it in, you know, buy an extra bottle, put it in your first aid kit, and take some with you when you go out and put it in your glove box, like Ron said. That works. So we appreciate your time on the show with us today.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You bet. Hey, it's always important. It's, you know, key stuff that we have right here. 10% off this week at the Power Mall, folks. We've got some incoming news that just got posted here. We're going to have to pick this up a little later and get it on the email blast. I want to make sure you get this. And this is one of the reasons why potassium iodide and iodate are just flying off the shelves, and that's why we have the Nuke Protect at the Power Mall. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Moscow is not ruling out a nuclear strike under circumstances outlined in its military doctrine, including if Russia faces an existential threat. That means existential people trying to destroy Russia as a whole. Peskov was responding to a question by CNN's Christine Amanpour during an interview in which he was asked to confirm that Russian President Putin would never use a nuke. The spokesperson declined to rule out a nuclear strike while making reference to Russian military doctrine that allows the use of nukes under certain circumstances, even in conventional arms conflicts. So in other words, the way Putin's looking at this thing, you piss him off and guess what? He's going to push that magic button. And this is one of the reasons this stuff is flying off the shelf, because frankly, we don't know who he's going to target. There is speculation that he might use it on Ukraine to wake people up. And yeah, I mean, this is what happened in Japan back in 1945, August 6th and August 8th. We dropped, you know, two different A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And all of a sudden, the Japanese gave up. But at the same time, what else was the United States doing? They were incarcerating Japanese Americans in concentration camps. And not over there. Over here, they were interring them. So, or interning. This is the thing. You can't put it past this government to pull stunts like this and say stuff and do stuff that gets the other side so frustrated. Everybody's trying to figure out how they can take us all down. And by us sitting here and just going on about our little business and not calling our congressmen and saying things to them, things that matter, things they need to do to stop this administration and going to the polls and voting out the people that are making bad foreign policy decisions. When you don't do that, well, guess what? We have a problem. The stuff just keeps going on. The one-party system just does what it wants to do with or without your input. 844-769-2944. We've got a couple of minutes left if you want to eke in a phone call. You know, it's amazing that they would talk to CNN about stuff like this, because these are the places that do a lot of fear mongering. And of course, now John Durham, the special counsel that is investigating Russiagate, is supposed to get a large volume of classified materials in the Steele dossier case. I just, for some strange reason, don't think that this is going to have a real good outcome for the people that were involved in pushing that. And, of course, now the latest scuttlebutt and the hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Of course, she is Biden's Supreme Court pick, African-American woman, refuses to define the word woman. Oh, so how do we refer to Nancy Pelosi then? Do we refer to her as it? Cousin it? You remember that from the Adams family? Yeah, there's, I'm sure you have a lot of other expletives that are rolling off the tip of your tongue right now, right? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And, you know, this is the thing. She can't define the word woman because she says, I'm not a biologist. I mean, here's the thing. She sits on the board of Georgetown Day School, where students as young as five are taught that they can choose to be a different gender, according to Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, who's on the committee that is grilling her. I mean, you got to wonder about this stuff. Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show. What say you?
Hey, good morning. I took your advice. I bought that movie by Robin Williams, Man of the Year.
Oh, Man of the Year. What'd you think?
Oh, that was great. I watched it. That's really, you know, it's really poignant, really great. Thank you.
It hit the nail on the head, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. Yeah, it's like yesterday, today, you know, since it was done a while back. Have you made note of this bill introduced by a congressman from Texas named Gooden, H.R. 6869?
Why does that sound familiar?
It's letters of marquee and reprisal. Have you seen this?
Yeah, letters of marquee and reprisal. Let me look at 6869 Texas. Let's have a look here. I'm dialing it up right now to authorize the president to issue letters of marquee and reprisal for the purpose of seizing assets of certain Russian citizens. Here, I thought our Constitution said something about that. Did it not?
Yeah. Well, this is to authorize more or less pirating of any citizen, and there are mercenary groups and anything like BlackRock and all these sorts of organizations to go out on the high seas, in the air or on the seas, seize yachts, planes, etc. of Russians.
Wow, so, amazing. Well, we are out of time for this hour, but thanks for calling in, Kevin. We appreciate it. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to be joined by Dr. Stephanie Senep. This is going to be a good one, folks. After the top of the hour break, she's from MIT. She's one of those people speaking out in association with the frontline doctors out there that are going against what the government is telling you. You want to be here for that. Stay with us.
What about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.